Okay, I had seen you before, but I was waiting till John 3:16. Tori isn't here, so I'm going to read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that's Jesus Christ, that whoever, and whoever means whoever, except if you stick around in this church for a while, you'll find out whoever doesn't absolutely mean whoever. But that's only for those who stick around. Okay, I won't try to explain that now. Okay. For whoever believes in him should not perish. That's hell. And hell is real. But have eternal life. That's heaven. And heaven is real. And heaven is as real as hell, which I may bring up this morning and may not. So, okay. So let me say a quick prayer for myself now and for you again. Just one more prayer and then we'll get started. Father, please, especially me, Father God, give me words to speak. Help me to stay concentrated on your word because only your words are able to save. But you use us, Father, in our imperfect witnessing, which I'm going to do today, as part of your salvation. And that's a hard concept to grasp, and I haven't fully grasped it, but I've grasped it a little bit. So again, thank you for it again, Father. We look forward to what you're going to do. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, one more thing about this sermon before I get started. This also may be the shortest message that you've ever heard in this church. I think it's going to be. Maybe, probably will be, may not be. It may be the shortest message you've ever heard in any church. Now, I'm long-winded, as everybody who's here knows. Okay. And that's one of the things I want to try to correct by God's grace. Now, you haven't said that to me yet, Cheryl Casalo. But she would have if I wouldn't have said it now. She said something. Okay, anyway. So, okay. Are we ready? Okay. Even though nobody said amen, we're going to start. John 3:16 again, then we'll talk about it. For God so loved the world. Now, let me continue. That he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever, and that means, like I said before, that means everyone, but not everyone, whoever believes in him should not perish, should not go to hell, will not go to hell, but have eternal life, will have eternal life in heaven. So if you're unsaved this morning, if you believe this message I'm going to imperfectly present, you're guaranteed from God's word to be in heaven eternally. So, of course, I'm hoping and praying that everybody here believes in it. And now, if you're already saved, if you believe this message, you'll be sanctified incrementally. In other words, you'll be changed and made a little more Christ-like. We talk about that all the time now that all the people in the congregation that usually show up are saved. But I don't know about the group in Beckwith. I don't know if you're saved or not. I'm not saying you are or you aren't. But if you aren't, there will be an opportunity this morning to be saved. Does that kind of make sense? Okay. So let's, and I'm going to try to make it real short. So let me talk about a few things here. What does it mean to be saved? Simply put, it means you're going to spend eternity in heaven and not eternity in hell. There's lots more to it, to say the least. Okay? But that's essentially what it means. What does perish mean? I explained it while I was reading, but if you didn't get it, and if you're not saved, you wouldn't have gotten this, believe it or not. It means eternal hell. It means never going to heaven. There's no second chance. It's what the Catholics teach, what other religions teach, again, that we don't believe, what I'm going to say we don't believe is biblical, is that in some sense you get a second chance. What dispensationalists, Andrea, teach is you get a second chance. They're wrong on that point and other points. other points too. If you stick around, you'll see. So, that's what perish means. Okay, everybody on board? That's the easy part of it. What does it mean to believe in him? Well, it means a whole lot. It doesn't just mean what I'm going to talk about in a second. Okay? It doesn't mean just coming down to the altar this morning, because in the first time in 20 or 30 years, I'm going to have an altar call. Okay? And if you don't know what that is, then just wait for a moment. I think all of you know, but I don't know for sure. I'm going to have an altar call. And what believes means is if you come down to the altar this morning, when I, hopefully by God's grace, give the altar call, you will be saved eternally. Now, some of you who are in this church, I hope all of you, say, Pastor, that isn't what you teach in this church. What I teach about belief is sanctification, is what sanctification teaches in the Bible, not justification. We're talking about justification down here, talking about regeneration. I was saved by an altar call. Not everybody is. Okay. But if you come down to the altar this morning, you will be saved, the Bible says. That's another way of putting what John 3:16 says. So that's why I said this is probably the most important, the most important message that I'll ever give. Right here, with so few people here, isn't it amazing how God works? Okay. So I've explained so far perish, eternal life, believes. I explained a little bit world, right? Everything that is. His only son, I think everybody knows that, that's Jesus Christ. There's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you have any doubt whatsoever whether you're saved, now in a moment you can say amen if you want to, but you don't have to, and I won't hold it against you if you don't. Okay? If you have any doubt that you're saved, come down to the altar, because God will confirm and give you an assurance of your salvation. If you don't have an assurance of your salvation, but you're saved, then come down to the altar too. Others might, but don't worry about that. I'm not going to judge you if you come down one way or the other. I won't know. I'll just be glorying in the fact that you're saved eternally. And those who are saved, sanctified. If you're struggling with sins that continue on, like all Christians do. Did everybody hear that? All Christians struggle with besetting sins after they're saved. All of us do. They're just different. But what we do is we judge other people's sins. In other words, we have a log in our eye and we notice the partial log in other people's eyes. That's what Jesus said. Not the exact quote. Okay. So, are you following me so far? Okay, let's see what other words. Now remember, this is supposed to be the shortest sermon I ever gave, and I want to try to be honest. So anyway. So we've explained again. World, I think. Son, I think. I've explained it. Believes, I think. Perish, I think I've explained that. Eternal life, explained that. How about loved? Now those in the church, I think, have a grasp on this, what love means. Let me take a stab at it, okay? Love, you know from culture what love means, but the cultural idea of love only has an eensy-teensy particle-sized understanding of what the Bible teaches love is. Let me try. Love is the final goal of the Christian faith. And so as you grow in Christ, more and more, you'll love more and more. Who will you love more and more? God first, the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit first. Second, probably, you can debate this, the different teachers teach different things, what I teach. Second, your family. But notice your family, as you grow in Christ, some some Christians will never reach this. I have, but I'm not bragging when I say that, but I have. I've reached the point where God, the Trinity is first for me and my family second, but not all Christians will reach that point. And if you haven't reached that point, it doesn't mean you're saved, okay? It doesn't mean you're not saved, okay? So something like you can create your own hierarchy there. You know, I have a certain hierarchy that I teach, what live means in regard to people. Other teachers have other things. But belief about love doesn't save you. What saves us? Belief in Jesus Christ alone, because he's the one and only mediator between God and man, right? 1 Timothy 2, 5, and 6. Okay? So are there any other words? And be bold now. If there are, raise up your hand. I'll quickly try to. I want to make this the shortest because I said I want to try to be honest. But Ed, I'm not sure I'll be honest on this because I'm so long-winded. But if anybody else has any other word in this or any other concept, I'll quickly try to explain it before I make the altar call. And otherwise, this will be the shortest. Anyway, I'll be right. So any other? Okay, here's the altar call. And then now one more thing, just one more. If you're so offended by anything I've said that you walk out, I'm not going to judge you. Okay, and I hope we have a very mature congregation, so I don't think anybody here is going to judge you. But even if they do, don't worry about it. We'll still pray for you, and it doesn't mean if you walk out, you're not one of God's elect. I'll explain that if you hang around in the church. Okay, what elect means, God's elect means. Okay. Don't, please don't. We would feel really bad if you walked out and you felt judged. Okay? But do walk out if you're offended at any time. I'm to the point, I think now, that I'm not offended by that. But I'm not sure. But if I am offended, I'll try not to judge you. Okay? Here's the altar call. Okay? If anyone wants to be either saved or sanctified, and that means for the rest of your life until you come up to the altar call as Sandy. I haven't even checked this with Sandy. Is Sandy here?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody in the praise team that's here, come up and choose a song because I want you to play the song. That's how you do an altar calls. Now, we don't have altar calls any longer in our church. And I don't think we will after this point. Okay? I don't know. We may, if God lays it on my heart. Okay? Since I am the appointed leader, and I don't know why, of this church. Donna, did you have an appointment? Then come up and sing and then come down. Did I need to explain that to you, sister? You've been here how many years? You've been here longer than I? No, you're exactly the number, because the first Sunday I was here, you came. So why did I need? Okay, go ahead. Okay, you came right after I came. So why in heaven's name did you ask that question? No, okay. Okay, if you want to, again, I've already said it. I think everybody understands it. So will you guys come up and play some song that Sandy will give you as the leader of the praise team? So you can stare at me until they get up here. Ed, am I doing better? Hey, I love you, man. I love you. You know I love you? I'm going to start crying now. Okay. Thursday, Kevin, Thursday. You remember? Okay. All men are invited on Thursday, but Thursday we're having a special meeting of men. Anyway, it's a special meeting. Some men know. Those two guys know, and another person knows. Okay. Come on up. Whatever you choose, Sandy. Just one song while... Now, some people may feel bad if nobody comes up, and I'm not going to, by the grace of God. So don't come up unless, don't come up for me, come up for yourself. Okay, but play the, oh, you're kidding, okay. That wasn't very spiritual. Okay. So. You do whatever, however God leads, because you're the leader of the prayer. I'm not. I can't.